Hey, good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. This is episode 178 with Catherine Arnston. Catherine is from Boston, Massachusetts, and several years ago, her own sister was diagnosed with cancer and told repeatedly to find a high-quality, alkaline-rich diet. This sent Catherine on her own personal journey of research and discovery to find what foods best serve those types of needs. And this, how we are 10 years later, developed into her company, Energy Bits. So sit back and enjoy this episode, episode 178, Total Wellness Radio, as we catch up with Catherine Arnston from Boston, Massachusetts. Good day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. This is going to be episode 178, and I'm super pumped. Today, I have Catherine Arnston on the phone with me. Catherine, are you there okay?
I am indeed.
That's so cool.
Ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Catherine, what part of the country are you in, by the way? Boston area?
I live in Boston, Massachusetts. I'm actually Canadian by birth, but I live in Boston, Massachusetts. So okay. We're still chilly here. Mother Nature hasn't cooperated, but it's, you know, we're hoping she's going to change her mind and give us some fun soon.
Yeah, I'll have to show you some photos when we're done today of my backyard just yesterday.
Don't tell me you had snow. You either had snow or flowers.
We had a lot of snow.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I'll stop complaining.
Yeah, you keep yours. We'll keep ours. How's that?
Yeah. Right. Right.
So, Catherine, you know, with folks that tune into Total Wellness Radio and they make us a part of their day, one of the first things I love to kick off the conversation with is finding out about you and what was the catalyst, the thing that took place in your life that placed you on a path in natural health and doing the things you're doing today?
Sure. Well, there always is something that galvanizes a change in your life, and usually it's either to your own health or a family member's, and I'm no different. I was minding my own business at an MBA, corporate life, blah, blah, blah. I was okay, but I was wildly happy, but I was good enough. And then out of the blue, my younger sister up in Canada, my baby sister, developed breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
And she's fine now, just to let everybody know, 10 years later, she's still cancer-free.
Oh, good.
But her oncologist advised her that she needed to change her diet to an alkaline diet because it would help her with her healing. Now, they didn't tell her what it was or why it worked. So, and I'm just a really good researcher, so she called me and I said, I have no idea what it is either, but I'll find out and we'll do this together and don't you worry. I just went into the internet and Googled alkaline diet as anybody could. And it turns out it's mostly a diet that's plant-based because of all the chlorophyll and the phytonutrients that are in the plants that mm-hmm. boost your immune system. So I'm taking out acidic foods like, dairy and processed foods, whatever. So she changed her diet. She did go through chemo. Okay. She completely healed. And 10 years later, as I said, she's still cancer-free. But this was 10 years ago, and nobody was talking about plant-based nutrition. And so in the reading I did and the research I did for my sister, it really caught my attention. I thought, what is this? This is all science-based, and why isn't anybody talking about this? And, I read about two books, three books. By the time I got to my 10th book, I thought, oh, my God, somebody has to tell America about this because this is really powerful stuff. And I thought, well, I guess I will. So I gave up my 25 corporate career, went back to school, studied nutrition, holistic nutrition at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. I taught nutrition for a year, trying to get people to eat more greens. And I found out from that experience that basically everybody knows they need to be healthy, but either they don't like greens, their kids don't like greens, it's too much work, they have to lug them back from the grocery store, blah, blah, blah. So I went back to researching things, so that how can I help people if they won't change their dietary habits? And I thought, well, heck, let's take another look at that algae stuff that I found for my sister. And it was like Alice falling down the rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland, because algae is the most alkaline food in the world, the most nutrient-dense food in the world.
Yes.
It's been endorsed by NASA and the United Nations for 50 years. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry in Asia.
Yes.
It's almost as big an agricultural crop in Asia as the beef industry is here in America.
Yeah.
And it's, there's almost 100,000 studies documenting all of its different health benefits. So it's on, and thousands of them are in the NIH library. So The only problem with algae is that people outside of Asia didn't know about it and didn't understand it. So I decided to spend the rest of my life devoted to helping people understand algae, making sure that if I was going to build a company, that we offered the safest, purest, nutrient-dense food in the world, that we helped people understand what it did. And that was like 9 years ago. And so here I am.
Wow, what an amazing story.
I wasn't planning on starting a company. I just wanted to help my sister. And then I thought, well, maybe I could help a few more people and then a few more people. And then things just kept going. And I kept waiting for some lightning bolt to, you know, stop me in my tracks. But it never came. And so I just thought, okay, well, I'm going to continue going. And, you know, I do mention this because about doing all this, because I did it without any money, any prior knowledge of nutrition. Okay. I was just guided by my heart and my desire to, you know, make a contribution to the world. And I'll tell you, people laughed at me. I lost friends. My other family thought I was, you know, thought I was crazy, but I just kept going. And you know what? Here we are, finally. People are starting to realize that what I've been telling them all along is actually quite accurate and true.
Yes.
And I am, in fact, the White House passed the very first Algae Agricultural Act as part of the Farm Bill this January to encourage American farmers to grow algae, because even they have realized it's the most nutrient-dense food in the world. It's the most sustainable crop in the world.
Yeah.
Can be grown in any condition. And it's all grown in Asia. So even the legislators are starting to understand the power of this amazing superfood that was the first life on Earth 4 billion years ago. So, I'm starting to feel less panicked.
Well, that's good. That's good. It almost feels like, you know, like when you and I were having this conversation, it's like we're playing catch up. Like the whole world is behind, you know what I mean, in terms of understanding and awareness that this actually exists and how beneficial it can be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank God for the millennials, because they're reading labels. They don't want the illnesses that their parents have.
Yeah.
And I read recently a report by The Economist that 25% of Americans between the age of 25 and 36 are vegan.
Yeah.
That's a huge number, and it's only going to keep growing. And it just, I'm just so grateful that people want to pay more attention to their health, take responsibility for their health, take responsibility for our environment.
Yes.
Because, you know, we're all one ecosystem. And
yes.
So what we do for ourselves emotionally, physically, spiritually affects other people. And just like they say on the airplanes, you know, put your mask on first before you, in a case of emergency, before you help others.
Yep.
Well, we need to care for ourselves first. Look after our own health, our digestion, our you know, our bodies, and give it the nutrients that they need, and then start to see how wonderful it feels. And then you can be the beacon. You can be the example for others, even if you don't, you know, because people don't like to be lectured about their food. Trust me.
Sure. I've been doing this for 20 years clinically, I know.
Nutrition is a new politics, and you know, you don't want to go there with your family. So just look after yourself, and the people will go, wow, your skin is fantastic, and look at how much energy you have. Like, what are you doing? Let them, you know, inquire, and let you be the one to lead the way in a peaceful warrior, as Gandhi used to say.
Absolutely, absolutely. What do you find to be the most exciting aspect of your current career now that you obviously didn't intend to start a company? You just did this for a family member, a loved one. But what now, here we are 9 years later, Energy Bits is going on its decade anniversary. What do you find to be the most exciting thing right now for going for you?
That I've never been so happy, feel so connected with myself and the world as I am. Like, ironically, I don't even pay myself, so it's not, I certainly am not making any money. I've never been so poor, but you know, that's about to change. But I just feel so true to my path. The reason I was panicking most of the first 8 or 9 years was I really feel that this is my path, and I was so worried that I would run out of money or energy or wouldn't be able to attract people to work with me, because you know, we're not offering fancy salaries or in benefits. But I survived all that, and so now things are starting to all fit in, and I can do everything that I've been doing, but without the anxiety.
Yeah.
And I just want to, you know, there's such joy. I don't have any children, so my company is my child. And there's such joy in bringing something that you know is good for people to people, without any other ulterior motive, without any other agenda. Just wanting to help is an extraordinary feeling. I don't know how, and parents probably feel that about their children. You know, they feel unconditional love, and that, I feel unconditional love when I, you know, talk to people about algae. Even if it's not my own, that I'd like them to buy ours because it's the cleanest, purest nutrient dense. But even if they don't, just so they are aware of that, this is an option for them.
Yeah. What do you think is the most challenging aspect of raising your child?
Well, it goes. The challenges are different at different stages. I was just trying to stay afloat financially for the first 8 or 9 years. Like, we're still, you know, in a not quite as bad a condition situation, but so that was, and not, I didn't want to take venture capital. I don't know if I told you, I was on Shark Tank, and they didn't invest, but I was glad they didn't because I didn't really want their money. But
yeah.
I wanted, so first it was the greatest challenge was staying alive financially. And then I had to, as an entrepreneur, you usually do everything yourself. And I can't build a big global company to make a big impact on the world by myself.
Right.
So then I'm now in that position where my challenge is learning to be a leader for my team instead of an entrepreneur or solopreneur, as a lot of us refer to it.
Yeah.
So that's a transition. But I stumbled at first, and I'm learning how to be a manager leader, and I'm liking it. You know, it's like I've never had anybody help me before. Like, wow, this is great.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And then the next stage will be trying to maintain the quality of both the integrity of the company and the, you know, there'll always be integrity of the product. But there's a lot of people that are haters out there, and it's hurtful when they challenge you and call you names.
Mm.
So trying to keep that in context and not be worried about it, knowing that not everybody's going to understand me or algae or my integrity, and just be okay with that. So that'll be the next challenge, I think.
You know, one of the things that we're so fortunate to provide to practitioners who run, you know, like nutritional therapy practices across the country is some guidance when it comes to understanding where they're at in the game. And although, you know, my family's journey started in 1974 with my father, me in 2001, and now we're into our third generation coming up behind me now in the next 5 to 7 years running a clinical practice. What I try to tell people is, although I've been doing this 20 years, the national anthem is still playing. In other words, what I mean by that, from a self-employed standpoint, is, you know, we might think, you know, you've got 10 years plus invested in raising, you know, your baby, and we might think that, well, I'm in the third quarter of the ball game, and really the national anthem, I mean, the band is just warming up.
Oh yeah, I'm just starting, because I have big plans. I want to grow this here in America. I want to have a huge algae farm and an educational center. I have visions of bussing kids in to watch how the algae has grown, and then we teach them, and then we feed them and give them swag. And I want algae to be, you know, a main part of American lifestyle, and not be considered any different than any other food group. Because, and that's a big challenge I find, is people think algae is a supplement, and I go to great lengths to make sure they understand, no, it's a food, it's an agricultural crop. And you know, thank God they have the Algae Agricultural Act, so that I can tell people, well, you know, show me a supplement farm. Like, I'd like to see a supplement farm.
100%. It's listed as a superfood, correct? Historically, isn't it referred to as a superfood?
Yes, I call it a super duper food. But yes, even the FDA considers it a food because it's an ingredient in other foods. There's lots of juices out there with algae in it. There's bars now. Algae is just, you know, I tell people it's like a child, because, you know, it has its terrible twos, and trying to, you know, for people to understand it. And then you get braces and glasses. And now algae is almost getting through almost like the equivalent of the teenage years. And people are finally starting to see how beautiful this wonderful single cell organism is, and that it can be the answer to so many of our health and environmental issues. And so it's about to blossom, and I feel like the proud mama here.
Yeah. So, you know, it's extremely digestible, correct? It's really high dense nutrition. It's a cleanser, it's a purifier, it's a detoxifier. It's nutritional and medicinal, as I understand it. Now, let me ask you this. You sent me some samples, by the way, and thank you so much. And I did try them, and I'll tell you, it tastes a little green, but you know what? I've eaten green things like that for the last 20 years. So, so I can tell quality when I taste it. And I'm here to tell you, and this is not a compensated endorsement of any way, right? I mean, this is just me because you know, you shared samples with me. I tried it. And it is super food, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that, because I spent 2 years learning about the supply chain and the countries that grow algae and the different techniques for growing algae, different techniques for drying it, packaging it. And so I thought, if I'm going to do this, I have to put absolutely the very, very best into people's bodies. And so there's so many differences between us and other kinds of algae companies. Most of them that you find, you know, in the grocery stores or Target or somewhere that are less expensive, I can assure you they're grown in China. They use high heat, which to dry it, because they have to get to market quickly. That kills the enzymes and also kills some of the nutrients. They don't grow it in as clean a water. Our water, we grow ours in Taiwan, and we use triple filtered mountain spring water, so it's the cleanest, purest water you could possibly find. And then we don't put any binders in it. We don't add anything at all, and lots of other companies do. So that's why it's so clean, nothing added, nothing subtracted. And then and when it comes with the chlorella, and I'll talk about the two different algae in a second, chlorella has the hardest cellular wall in the plant kingdom, and so it has to be cracked at production. And almost every other company uses the original technique that was patented by a company called Sun Chlorella, which is to tumble the chlorella with glass beads. The problem is the glass heats up and lead from the glass leaks into the chlorella. And now chlorella is used to remove toxins and metals. Here you are introducing one. Well, that doesn't make any sense. And the state of California tested their algae and found out that indeed it had excessive lead. So when I learned about that 10 years ago when I was starting the company, I thought, well, that's not going to work for me. I have to find something that's healthier and cleaner. And we did. We found a new technique where we pass the chlorella through a sound chamber, and it's the vibrations that crack the chlorella. So no heat, no lead. And someone said, "Oh, good vibrations in your chlorella." So
that's awesome.
So that's just one example of why our algae is so much cleaner and purer, and why the biological dentists and the Mercury Poisoning Association wants to work with us, because they know chlorella pulls out mercury. It also pulls out lead and everything else, alcohol, lactic acid. But maybe this would be a good time, if you want me to just explain the two. There's two main different algae, and they do completely different things in your body.
So you've got, do you have primarily two products, too, that Energy Bits produces? Is that correct?
Well, we actually have four, but we brand, and also I'll walk you through the different brands. So there's only two. Algae is a category, sort of like fruit and vegetables. And so within algae, you have brown algae, red algae, blue-green algae, and green algae. And 99% of the algae that is available as an agricultural crop is either blue-green spirulina or green algae, which is chlorella. Now, the spirulina, is the blue-green algae, that was the one that was the first life on Earth 4 billion years ago. Chlorella developed about a billion years later. Spirulina is technically a bacteria. Now, the reason why this is important, and years ago I wouldn't have mentioned that because people were so weirded out about bacteria, but now we know all about the biome and how important bacteria is. So spirulina, because it is a bacteria, has no cellulose wall. And that means all the nutrients can be absorbed by your body almost instantly. So it's like 99% bioavailable. That's why we have so many endurance athletes, marathon runners, Olympic athletes. We fuel NHL teams because they get the steady energy, because that's what spirulina does. It gives you energy and focus and satisfies your hunger almost instantly. It has three times the amount of protein as steak, and all the protein is already in amino acids, so it doesn't require your body to do anything to break down. That's why there's never any stomach distress, because it's absorbed into your bloodstream literally before it even hits your gut. Wow. So that's spirulina, so we call ours energy bits because it's energizing. So energy bits is spirulina. Now we found that women weren't really attracted to our packaging, and I started the company, as I mentioned, because of my sister. So women's health is very important to me. And because it has such high protein, it helps with your skin and hair health. And now we sell into the spa market. So we created a second brand of spirulina. It's identical to the energy bits, except we call it Beauty Bits. It has pink packaging. Energy okay. Bits has blue because it's a blue-green algae. But so there's two spirulina, but I don't want to confuse anybody. And there's great integrity behind why we did it. We just wanted women to feel as comfortable with using it and happy taking it out of the handbag as athletes are taking their energy bits out. So sure. That's spirulina.
Okay.
Then the other algae is chlorella, which is a green algae, and our packaging is green to help people remember that. Now, chlorella is in the plant category, although it's technically what you would call a sea vegetable, although, as we mentioned, we grow it in fresh water. But I mentioned that it's a sea vegetable because there are some people that point out, rightfully so, there are some anti-nutrients in plants like phytic acid or oxalates that some people have some issues with, but there's none in the algae, particularly in the chlorella. So you could take all the chlorella algae that you want and never have any of the downsides of any other sort of plants. So okay. Chlorella's main claim to fame is that it's a cleansing algae. It's a recovery. It's a wellness algae. Remember I said spirulina has the highest concentration of protein in the world?
Yes.
Chlorella has the highest concentration of chlorophyll in the world.
Mm.
That's why it's called chlorella, because of the chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is a pigment that makes plants green.
Yes.
And it's why your mother and my sister's oncologist wanted her to eat a plant-based nutrition, because of the chlorophyll that builds your immune system.
Yes.
The chlorella has so much chlorophyll in it. It has 1,000 times more than arugula, or almost as much as 500 times more than spinach, and 25 times more than liquid chlorophyll. And if anyone's curious, because this is a radio show, so I can't show you,
sure.
Go online and Google the chemical composition of your hemoglobin and compare it to chlorophyll.
Yes.
They're identical,
yes.
With the exception of one atom. They're iron. Your blood has the iron in the middle and chlorophyll has magnesium. But other than that, they're identical. So I tell people, that's got to be a tip-off of how important chlorophyll is to your health, right? I mean, the world of the universe is so smart that, you know, it did something for a reason. And chlorophyll is a fat-based pigment as opposed to the blue pigment that's in spirulina. And the reason why this is important is because all your health starts with your cell walls and your mitochondria and also your liver. That's where the action is. And so because it's a fat-based pigment, it keeps your cell walls really healthy. If you don't have healthy fats on your cell walls, it's like having dirty windows.
Yep.
You know, in dirty windows, you can't see out and the sunlight can't get in. With cell walls that don't have proper fats in them, nutrients can't get in and toxins can't get out.
Yep.
So chlorophyll, think of chlorophyll as your window washers. It's going to keep everything clean and so everything works properly as it should. So that's one great thing about chlorella, is all that chlorophyll. Second, that hard cellulose wall that I talked about that has to be cracked, it has this amazing ability to attach to toxins.
Yes.
It attaches and chelates them. It pulls them out. So it pulls out mercury, lead, aluminum. It will pull out lactic acid, which was why athletes like it as a post-workout. They take the spirulina as a pre-workout and the chlorella as a post-workout. So it also has a high concentration of K2. K2 moves excess calcium out of your blood vessels. They're realizing heart disease is basically calcification of your heart, of your blood vessels.
Mm-hmm.
Wrinkles are because of your elastin being damaged by excess calcium. Alzheimer's is partly contributed to by calcification of your brain. So virtually everybody is deficient in K2, because the only places you can get vitamin K2 from is either grass-fed animal protein or a dish called natto, which nobody eats. It's in Japanese dish, or algae, particularly chlorella algae.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can have some chlorella to, you know, boost your immune system, and you're also, you know, helping prevent heart disease, you're helping prevent wrinkles, and all that beautiful calcium, when it's moving out of your blood vessels, it's going into your bones. So you're also preventing osteoporosis. So chlorella is a godsend, as far as I'm concerned, in terms of helping us with longevity, preventing illnesses. It has the highest RNA and DNA in the world. So if you injure yourself or have surgery, you heal in half the time. I mean, it is amazing. And the great thing about chlorella is that it actually tastes okay. Uh-huh. It tastes a bit like a soy nut.
Yep.
So we're starting to, I just came back from a spa conference, and I had people taste the chlorella with some sea salt, and almonds, or sea salt and macadamia nuts, or sea salt and banana chips. And oh my gosh, it's fantastic. Not so much the spirulina. There's not much you can do with spirulina to make it taste better. So a lot of people swallow the spirulina, but they're enjoying the chlorella, which we call recovery bits. And so we're going to hopefully roll out, some trail mix with the chlorella, the sea salt, and maybe some macadamia nuts, because now that you can have a snack that's not only healthy, but healing.
Yes.
I mean, it's a healing meal. It's unbelievable. So that makes it quite different from the spirulina. They're both very important algae.
Yes.
You can take them together. You can take them separately.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, we suggest taking the spirulina in the morning or the afternoon because you want energy and focus when you're at work or you're working out. And then take the chlorella at nighttime after maybe your workout or maybe you've had some wine, because it will, and your body goes through a detox when you're sleeping anyway. So, but you can take them anytime, before meals, after meals, with meals. Chlorella tastes great as a garnish on your salad instead of croutons.
Yeah.
So that's the third brand. So we have two spirulinas, Energy Bits and Beauty Bits. And then we have one chlorella, which we call Recovery Bits because it helps you recover your health. And then on our website, we also sell something called Vitality Bits. And what it is 50% spirulina and 50% chlorella. And the reason why we offered that is because not everybody wants to have them take their algae separately. They just want simplicity. So you could just take, that once a day or twice a day, whatever you wanted. So,
sure.
It's a more of a simplification thing. But I call the spirulina and chlorella, our super couple, because, and I also say, Mother Nature had a great sense of humor because she gives us spirulina to give us energy to go out to the world and maybe to a party and have fun. And then the chlorella pulls out toxins, including alcohol, as I mentioned, so you can recover from your day or recover from your party. And then you get to do it all over again the next day.
Well, I appreciate so much, and I know our listeners do too, this fascinating account of the historical relevance, the nutritional value, the medicinal properties. I mean, it's amazing. Let's get into let's just dive right into how do we deliver this to the listeners? How do you get your products to our listeners?
Sure. Well, we have our website, energybits.com, ENERGY, B for boy, I, T for Tom, S for Sam.com. And whenever you purchase anything, we would like to give them a 20% discount code. So when you go to your shopping cart, you'll see a box that says coupon box. And if you type in the word total wellness, all one word, it can be uppercase, lowercase, doesn't matter, you'll always get 20% off whatever you purchase indefinitely. So now, if you're not, and we only sell large bags on our website with 1,000 tablets,
uh-huh.
and a bag is $120, so the 20% off brings it down to $96. Now, if you're not sure and you want to try it out in smaller quantities, we also sell single servings on Amazon.com, and they're $4 each. So we encourage people to try them in a small quantity. You can, if you have Prime shipping, it won't cost you anything for shipping. So that way you feel comfortable with the product and you know what you're getting into. We sell the single servings with 30 tablets in them.
Uh-huh.
And we picked 30 because when I first started, we were working with athletes and, they're fine-tuned pieces of machinery, these athletes. And it wasn't until we got to 30 tablets that they felt the energy or they felt the muscle, their muscles recovering. But now that we're working with a lot of consumers who are, frankly, nutrient-deprived,
yes.
We're finding that even if you just take 3 or 4 tablets a day, you'll probably feel some benefits. I'm sure you will feel some benefits. So don't be overwhelmed by the need to take 30. Even if you take 3, and by the way, they're great for kids too. Just give them one or two a day, and they'll be in great shape. They're really great for your spirulina is really great for brain development, and any kind of energy. Of course, kids are already high energy, that way you can, you know, buy a single serving, and it might last you a week if you only take 2 or 3 a day. But I take literally hundreds. Of course, I don't have to buy mine. But so there's no upper limit. Yeah, there's
still
no upper
pay
limit.
For them.
I just mentioned that so people don't have to worry, because if you have a health issue, you may want to take the full serving per day, or even more, because it's just like eating a salad. There's no downside to having more, but you can certainly take fewer. Start with whatever works for you. If you're feeling energy and alertness from 3 or 4, perfect. That's what you should take. It's always about listening to your body.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. You know, I cannot thank you enough for giving us this educational opportunity for the listeners to really plug into that. You know, this is not a supplement. It is a food. All of its different benefits. It's medicinal and nutritional. I mean, there's so many. I mean, the number one thing a person should do after listening to this podcast is go to Amazon or go to your website, use the promo code Total Wellness, get a 20% discount, and get on this and experience it, like you say, and listen to your body and try it out.
Yeah, and the other thing I'll mention is, just so people aren't put off by the high cost, there are 40 vitamins and minerals in each of them, and they behave differently. But they can be a complete replacement for your multivitamin, CoQ10, spirulina would be a replacement for your fish oil, your magnesium, potassium. So you'll save a lot of money because you won't need any of those other supplements, most of which are probably made from artificial ingredients anyway, so this is a food-based. So you'll save that money, plus the spirulina, which again we call energy, but it satisfies your hunger.
Yeah.
So you'll buy fewer groceries.
Yep.
You'll need to cook less.
Yep.
You won't need any of those protein bars for your athletics. So it's a replacement for so many things. And if your children, your parent, your husband, or whatever don't like greens, the chlorella is a replacement for your greens. It won't give you the fiber, but it will give you all the green nutrition that are in greens. And quite honestly, there's hardly any nutrition in anything we buy anymore. So it can replace so much. So don't be put off. You'll see the difference in your food bills and your supplements bills.
You're actually going to save money in the long run. I mean, literally, you can save money in the long run because and initially. You might find a little bit of an expense by redirecting money you were going to spend in the future anyways, but it's going to catch up with itself. There's just no question about it.
Well, and the only other thing I'll mention is it's so funny because I had a call this morning from a longtime customer. He's been with us for almost 5 years, and he's on a restricted income because he's retired, and all his friends are sick. They have cancer or heart disease or this or that, and he has nothing. And he said... And he attributes, and he was diabetic before, he's not diabetic now, he had so many other health conditions, and the only thing he did was start taking the algae, and he buys like a year's supply once a year from us. And he said, I am the healthiest, I have no medical costs, because he is so healthy, and he's trying to get his friends to take them, but a lot of people are just resistant, so... They get all these other health conditions and have a lot of high health bills, and he just is so grateful. To us, and I'm just so grateful that he's trusting us. So it's not only just your food and your supplements bills that you'll save in the short term. Your health will improve in the long term and save you in other ways too. So I'm very proud of what we do.
Well, as you should be, Catherine, and we're so very proud to have had you on today on this episode of Total Wellness Radio. It's been wonderful. I look forward to future conversations, and please promise me that you'll be on again in the near future.
Yeah, you bet. There's so much more to tell.
Absolutely. So let me ask you a couple other things here as we get ready to wrap up. If there's one thing to kind of summarize our conversation, what one last thing would you love our listeners to know or hear from you?
Oh, well... I think that when you're pure in your thought and your intention, only good things and love can emanate from that. So the intention of is everything. And so I would urge and encourage your community just to trust the love that's in you and know that if you honor it, good things will come from that.
Wise words from a very amazing woman. Thank you so much, Catherine, for doing this. I appreciate it.
You're so very welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, I look forward to having future conversations. So
okay, me too.
Yeah. So for Catherine Arnston with Energy Bits, this is Deanne Young. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day again here on episode 178 of Total Wellness Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Mark from the Mark the Shark MMA Show, and you are listening to the Total Wellness Radio Podcast.
Well, that will do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you again so much for tuning in. And if you enjoyed our podcast, you should really check out our website at countrydoctornutritionalcenter.com. There you're going to find up-to-date blog posts and free downloads to enhance your journey in natural health. Again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Total Wellness Radio.